Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 29th of October, 1980. The title is, To Celebrate Deep Mala Means to Have Finished the Weaknesses, Defects, Lack of Power and Delicate Nature for All Times and in All Their Forms. Today, Bab Dada is looking at the Deep Mala, which is the rosary of lamps. This is a rosary of the lamps, is it not? People celebrate Deep Mala or Diwali, whereas Bab Dada is looking at the Deep Mala. Which lamps are liked the most? The lamps that are unshakable and stable. Those whose oil never finishes are the ones who remain unshakable. Do you consider yourself to be such lamps? The rosary is the memorial of such lamps. Do you consider yourself to be a lamp sparkling amidst the rosary? Do you think that your memorial is being celebrated today? On the day of Deep Mala, you have to pay attention to two things especially. What two things do you have to pay special attention to? The answer, to maintain cleanliness and to create a new account book. But what aim do they have? That of earning. They clean everything with this aim. So, you too have to clean everything in this way and also keep in your intellect the aim of earning. Have all of you carried out both the tasks of maintaining cleanliness and earning? Are you content with yourself? When there is cleanliness, there definitely is an income in that. It is essential to be content in both these aspects. However, only those who constantly invoke the divine virtues will remain constantly contented in both these aspects. The more you invoke the divine virtues, the more the offering of the defects will be burned. What will happen then? You will adopt the new costume of the new sanskars. Is the soul now wearing a new costume of new sanskars? Or is it that because you have love for the old clothes, do you still sometimes adopt them? You have died a living death, and you have adopted the new sanskars of the new life. So why do you sometimes still adopt the old clothes, the old sanskars? Is it that you have a lot of love for your old clothes? Why should children have love for that which Baba does not have love for? The weaknesses, the defects, the lack of power, and the delicate nature, which still remain today, have to be finished in the old account. This is what it means to celebrate Deep Mala. Not just for a temporary period, but for all time and to finish them in all forms. This is what it means to celebrate Diwali. Day by day, you will increasingly experience your golden aged form very clearly, as though it is something you have seen in this birth. Diwali is also called the Coronation Day. What coronation did all of you celebrate today? What does one do on Coronation Day? Have you ever seen the ceremony of the handing over of the throne? Do you remember it? How many times would you have seen it? Countless times. Day by day, you will experience it very clearly in an emerged form, as though it is something you have seen in this birth. In the same way, you will experience the future royal sanskars that are merged in the soul, as though they are something you have only seen yesterday. You will experience this in a practical form. From this, you should understand that you have come close to your perfect stage and to your kingdom. You do not have those golden aged sanskars by thinking about them or by bringing them into your consciousness, but they will automatically enter your life easily and clearly. Whilst living in this world, you will see the beautiful scenes of the golden age in front of your eyes. Not only this, but the future golden age form that you have to adopt will come in front of your eyes again and again. You now have to renounce this costume and adopt that beautifully decorated costume. You will continue to have this experience. You will have the experience of the golden aged form now at the confluence age. You will see the effort and the reward of everyone in a practical form. So now, on the day of Diwali, you have to invoke the divine virtues. At present, you say in words what you did 5,000 years ago. At present, you say, yes, we must have done that a kalpa ago. But later, these words will change. It will become something of this kalpa. Everything of 5,000 years ago will be so clear in your intellect, it will be as though they are just a matter of yesterday. Just as with the instruments of science, such as the binoculars, everything seems very clear and close. So too, your third eye will see and experience all the things of the previous kalpa very clearly and very close. Do not keep the account book of old sanskars, even by mistake. Do not adopt the costume of old sanskars again and again. Adopt newness. This is the mantra for today. Do not shed the costume decorated with jewels and have love for a decayed costume. Constantly keep the goal and the consciousness of Bap Dada in your intellect, the scenes of the future kingdom in your eyes, and Bap Dada's name constantly on your lips. This is called having a lot of love for Bap Dada and being a closed jewel. Have all of you kept the aim of being a closed and elevated jewel, or are you content with whatever you receive? If you are content with just this, you will not be able to become perfect. Therefore, always keep the aim that you will definitely become victorious and perfect, that you will finish the words of weakness. Yes, it will happen. We are still making effort. Those words should not emerge at all. We will definitely do it. We will show everyone by becoming this. These are the words of the victorious jewels who have faith in the intellect, whereas those are the words of children who carry a bow and arrow. You have to become Swadarshan Chakradari, but instead you become Kamadari, that is the one who carries a bow and arrow. Someone has to become that. Do not be merciful in this aspect. Someone will become that, so why not I? There will be many who will become that anyway. Acha, is there anything in this old world that can attract you more than the Father? Today, Bhav Dada is seeing the practical proof of the children who receive help from the father by maintaining courage. He is seeing the practical form of what is remembered. Children take one step forward and Bhav Dada takes 1,000 steps forward from a long distance and personally comes in front of you. How many miles have you traveled? How far has Bhav Dada come from? Who has greater love? The father or the children? Baba keeps the children in the front even in this aspect. Is there anything in this old world that can attract you more than the father? Once you know that this is the old world, that all the relationships, all your wealth and possessions, etc., are just superficial, why are you still deceived by them all? Why do you become enmeshed in that? Reveal your incognito form and Baba's incognito form, and you will be able to reveal Baba's incognito task. Your Shakti form will also then be revealed. At present, it is still incognito. Remember the word antar and you can change your whole life. Simply remember one word and you will be able to bring your incognito form into a practical form. What is that word? Just the word antar. There are two meanings to this word. One is the contrast, and secondly, it also means within. Just as when you say introverted, that is to turn within, or antaryami, the one who knows what is inside each of you. So, the word antar has two meanings. When you remember the word antar, first, you are able to see the contrast of everything as to whether it is elevated or not. And secondly, when you remain in the introverted stage, that is, when you stabilize yourself in your inner consciousness, your incognito form will be revealed. You can change your life by remembering just the one word. According to the speed of time, your feet should not be on the ground. Which feet? The intellect, which you refer to as the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is a saying that the angels never place their feet on the earth. So now, the intellect will go beyond the attraction of the earth, that is, of nature, and then nothing can bring it down. Then you will become those who control nature, not those who are subservient to nature. Just as scientists are now trying to go beyond the earth, in the same way, with the power of silence, you can go beyond the attraction of the earth and take the support of it whenever you wish. It should not be that nature makes you subservient whenever it wishes. So, to what extent has your stage become like this? To surrender something means to lose your right to it. At present, Bhav Dada is carrying out his task in order to go with you. But till when will this continue? You have to return to your home. This is why you must now try to stabilize yourself in your stage beyond as quickly as possible. You have to go with Baba, stay with Baba, and rule together. How will you be with Baba? By being equal. If you are not equal, how will you be with Baba? You now have to fly with Baba and stay with Baba. Keep this in your consciousness and you will quickly be able to make yourself equal. Otherwise, you will remain very distant. You have made a promise, we will go with you, we will stay with you, and we will rule with you. It is just that at the time of ruling, the Father becomes incognito. So, how will you remain with Baba? By being equal. How will you bring about equality? By being equal to Sakar Baba. You now say, Bap Dada, how did Baba bring about that equality? He brought about equality within a second by surrendering. You need the power to surrender in that way. Surrendered everything, you or anyone else lose the right to it. It is the same as when you give something to someone, you and others lose the right to it. If others still keep a right to it, what would you call that? I have already surrendered this. After surrendering everything in this way, how can you or anyone else have a right to it? Whilst you or anyone else still have a right to something, it proves that there is a lack of total surrender. And this is why there isn't equality. The result of those who surrender themselves after thinking about it a great deal is that thinking creates obstacles in the form of waste thoughts in their effort. Do you understand? Acha Om Shanti.